when time stands still, there's a place in the book of Revelation where it talks about the world or the heaven stood still for about a half an hour. But this is a little different when time stands still. And this is out of John chapter 11. It's a long scripture again, verses 1 through 45. And I don't want to do the whole thing. And I want to give you a little synopsis, basically. I want to focus on a couple scriptures that really highlight this. One of them was when Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus, one of the shortest verses in the Bible was that he wept. He had emotions just like me, and he wept. The death of Lazarus, and the synopsis is this. The story of Lazarus' death and resurrection contains a profound teaching about sorrow. And when Jesus arrived and was taken to the graveside, he wept openly to the onlookers, who were impressed with the power of his grief and immediately recognized it as an indication of his great love. "See how much he loved them," they said. The tears shed by Jesus that day forever vindicated the experience of human sorrow and grief, even though we have the hope of the resurrection. And we know that for the believer, physical death is not final. Our tears and our sorrow are appropriate and good. How comforting it is to know that God himself is willing to walk the way of sorrow with us. Is there any sorrow that you and I maybe are unable to express fully? I think there's always has been and always will be. And you can share it with the Lord, for he understands when you have grief and sorrow. He experienced it firsthand, and he wept.